Well, sometimes Christianity can be a little bit confusing. Are we just following the culture? Are we being co-opted by people's personalities? What's going on? Well, a very ancient creed could hold the answer. And that's the topic of a new book called What's a Christian Anyway? By Glenn Packiam. It's called Finding a Way in an Age of Confusion and Corruption. And Glenn's with us right now. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. So great to talk to you today.
Well, thanks for at least chiming in here and to clear up some things. Sometimes we get a little bit confused, especially these days with Christianity. Is that what kind of prompted you to write this book?
You know, I think we're living in a cultural moment that is a little bit like a blizzard, where there's winds just swirling from either direction. And there's one wind, you could name one crosswind as sort of this wind of corruption. And we see it in the stories of church leaders who failed or fallen, or maybe even we've seen it in the name of Jesus being used to justify or be co-opted by certain social agendas or causes. And then the other crosswind is the crosswind of confusion. I think we're living in a moment where there's so many different voices and personalities that are vying for our attention. And whether that's online or in person, I think there's a rise in popularity with a real lack in credibility. And so a person is just left sort of out in the storm wondering, what do we do? How do we make sense of all of this? And pastorally, I've been in two different churches in two different contexts where there was a profound experience of both. The first context was 15, 16 years ago in a church where the founding senior pastor had a pretty public moral failure. So you could name that as the crosswind of corruption. And then now pastoring here in California, I think on the West Coast, you see a profound, customizable, create your own spirituality. Lots of people, self-proclaimed guides, telling you how to do this. And I think there's a lot of confusion. And so the church is kind of caught in this crosswinds of corruption and confusion, wondering, what does it actually mean to be a Christian?
Now, is this unique to our time, or has this been sort of in different ways, shapes, and forms since Jesus left the earth?
Yeah, I kind of tend to think that we've been here before. And in fact, the central metaphor of this book, What's a Christian Anyway, is when the old farmers in the prairie days knew a blizzard was coming in, they would put a rope up between the house and the barn. And they did this because even a familiar distance, a journey that they traveled thousands of times from their house to the barn and back again, could become confusing and disorienting in the middle of a storm. And so they'd put a rope up so they could find their way home. And I think the early Christians did something similar like that for us. I think actually in the 200s, 300s, Christianity was spreading rapidly and lots of communities, Christian communities were popping up. And by and large, there was a massive agreement in terms of, what books should count as Christian scripture, what things are actually the apostles' doctrine and teaching. There was a widespread agreement. And yet there were some voices that were gaining traction, gaining popularity, but lacking the kind of reliability that the Christian teaching required. And so at this council convened in Nicaea in the early 300s, 1700 years ago this year, they wrote down statements of belief that were lifted from phrases of scripture, and they put it down together to say, let this creed, let this confession be like a rope that can help us find our way home, but also future generations like us to find our way home in confusing times.
So we call that the Nicene Creed, and probably most of us may know parts of it, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you've grown up with some familiarity in the church, you've probably heard phrases of it. I'm a songwriter, and so I tend to think of the creed as being like a song with three verses, if you will, or three stanzas if it's an old hymn. And the first section is really all about God the Father and the maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. And then the second verse is all about Jesus, and that's the longest verse in the creed. It's got a section about the eternal Son of God and then the incarnate Son of God who came down for us, and then the risen, ascended, and returning Son of God. And then the final verse, the final stanza, is about the Holy Spirit and his work in and through the church.
Now, this creed, we may see it show up in different forms when a church or an organization has a statement of faith. Is that kind of the same thing?
I think it can be the same. I think one of the gifts of the Nicene Creed is it is the only confession, or it's one of the only confessions of faith that's actually said regularly in worship in every stream of Christianity. So all the different denominations and even non-denominations of Protestantism, certainly true in the Catholic stream and then even in the Orthodox stream. And so in that way, it functions as a great unifier and reminds us what it means to be Christian. And it's got phrases in there that are sharp enough to exclude others who may not be able to say this, not only non-Christians, but perhaps, you know, groups like Mormons and others would say those phrases we couldn't quite say. But it's wide enough to say, but every stream of Christianity would affirm this creed. And so better than a particular denomination or tradition's statement of faith, this is an ancient one that helps us remember the irreducible minimum of Christianity, if you will.
Mm. The book is called What's a Christian Anyway? Finding Our Way in an Age of Confusion and Corruption by Glenn Packiam. And he's been our guest. Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks so much for having me.